we know this is the first day of the week. We look back on the things that have happened this past week, hardships, blessings, challenges that we are still continuing to face. Thank you, thankful that you are not just sitting up in heaven, but you are actively involved in our lives. Sometimes it may not feel that way, and we thank you for your word and your spirit that helps us to know that you are present. You've promised us through your Son that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And that is a promise that we hold on to. Father, we lift up those in our body that are hurting and needing healing. We continue to pray for Brenda that you would heal her hip, that you would help her through the physical therapy, ease the pain, guard her heart and mind, bring her peace. Father, we also lift up Deb Nye's mom, Paige, and we ask that you would place your healing hand upon her, both for her physical needs, but also for her mental needs, that you would help her with the adjustment that's coming. As Dale mentioned, part of life is change, and change is difficult for many of us. Sometimes it is the change of where we live. Other times it is a change from this world to the next. And Father, I do pray that you would be an ever-present help to those families that have lost loved ones. And not just recent, though the hurt is significant, but for those that just in the last several years that we have seen from our own body that have passed on for our community. And for those that are left behind, especially for those that know for certain that their loved one made a commitment to Christ, we ask that you would provide us the hope we need. Father, that you wrap your loving arms around us, that you have told us that we can bring you our requests, and that you will give us the grace and mercy we need in our time of need. Father, we lift up Bonnie's brother Kenny to you in his long road of recovery, that you would, as the great physician, heal. There has been significant steps forward. Help them to rejoice in that, to take it a day at a time. I pray for Bonnie and her family as they make the journey to Denver, keep them safe, and may they be able to minister to their brother. May you provide the comfort that they need and the healing that they are requesting. Father, I also pray for my daughter, Becca, that you would provide answers, give wisdom to the doctors as we meet with them on Wednesday, that you would wrap her mind and her heart in your loving care, and that you would let her know that she is not walking through this alone. That is Satan's greatest desire, is to separate us and to make us feel that we're the only ones dealing with these issues. Thank you for the body of Christ, for us being able to be your hands and feet to those who are hurting, those who need help. And there's many unspoken requests that you know, and we lift them up to you. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We are thankful for the way that you work in their lives, for the ministries that you've called them to. This month we pray for the shoemakers, that you would be with them in trying to translate the word of God in the Talamalo people. And with COVID and the violence in Mexico, how that has been curtailed as far as being in person, help them, and thankful for the technology. But we also lift up their family, the health for Heather, for others that are dealing with significant health issues, that you would be with them. We thank you for their sacrifice that they have made to be your servants. And we ask for their protection and that you would provide both healing but also for their physical needs. Father, for our community, we continue to pray for the health, for our state, for wisdom for our elected leaders during this time, and especially as we draw closer and closer to the election, we ask that you would give your people wisdom in the direction of our country. We pray that you would bring repentance first to your church, because you tell us that judgment starts first with the household of God. And then may we be true salt and light to those around us. Father, we ask that in all that we do and in all that we say, bring you honor and glory today. We thank you for those that have sacrificially given and continue to give. And we ask that you would bless both the gifts and the givers. Even though we do not take up an offering, the opportunity to continue to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful day to come and worship the Lord in his house. When I was coming to church this morning, I just couldn't help but just see the smell of the fresh grass, of the sun shining, of the birds chirping. And I just think what a blessing it is that we get to live in South Dakota where he is so present in every moment that we have. So this morning, guys, if you'd stand with us and sing with us and just praise the Lord and love him through music this morning.
Our hopes and our city's high, help follow grant our dreams. All we want is take thy name.
go ahead and be seated as we sing this last song. Just feel the Holy Spirit. This song just has so much of Him, just so powerful. I just challenge you this morning.
Father, we thank you so much for the reminder in these songs of why we're here. Thank you for the reminder that you are holy, almighty, and awesome. And it's not just our singing that you desire. It's not even just our presence here that you desire. But it's our hearts and our lives. And you look into our hearts. We may put on a great external show and we may seem very impressive to one another, but you know what's inside. And I pray that this morning, as we look into your word, that our hearts will be open, that you would remove any distractions. I pray that we would focus solely on you and that we would take from your word this morning the food that we need, that we would grow in our relationship with you, that our lives would continue to be transformed, to live lives worthy of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.